Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, listen, we got Eric Semmel. I feel like I haven't talked to Eric in a while. Obviously, we love to have him on Tuesdays for Tech Tuesday at 8:20. Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Eric, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Brian. Good. How are you?
I'm well. You haven't had any weddings yet, have you?
This Friday is a big day.
Oof. The wedding's on Friday?
Yep, Friday evening.
So then you're doing some sort of rehearsal dinner-y thing on Thursday, or?
Yes, sir. Yep, pizza and beer at our house.
Nice. Doing it the Eric Semmel way. Are you nervous?
Not for my son, no. I'm just excited.
That's great.
Looking forward to one of three great future daughter-in-laws.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations to you and your family. That's great news. What a great great time of life, and hopefully the weather will cooperate, and we'll go from there. In terms of the tech world, there's a lot of interesting stories you got for me this week. China's involved in a couple of them. I think the most talky one is the $1 billion worth of NVIDIA chips that somehow, like, how do they just go somewhere they're not supposed to go or whatever? Like, that's a lot of chips.
Yeah, they seem to fall off a truck somewhere near China. And obviously, we were all excited with DeepSeek, right? DeepSeek was China's new AI that they said they put together with a Raspberry Pi, which in geek world is like using a calculator. And they said that, you know, they were smarter, faster, stronger, and used less energy and less technology. But somehow, $1 billion worth of NVIDIA chips found their way into China. So I would contend that DeepSeek is probably running on the same NVIDIA chips the rest of our large language models are running on. And, of course, the Register has a great article on this. But how it happens, I don't know. I don't know how this stuff – I mean, how does anything fall off a truck into somebody's hands? It just looks like there has been some serious smuggling going on here. And the Chinese, they don't make it themselves. They just simply rip it off.
Yeah. Well, that's true for a lot of IP over the last, 40 years. And what about this? Microsoft outsources some stuff to China, and it relates directly to federal agencies?
You can't make this stuff up. So this actually hits me right where we work with our clients. So ProPublica had a story about how Microsoft themselves, through digital escorts that have clearance, were using Chinese engineers to work on Department of Defense cloud services. That's awful. I mean, you can't make that stuff up. You have any idea how much money your local manufacturers are spending to keep China's nose out of CUI data? And then they had the next story come out where it's called GCC, which is the Government Community Cloud, which is basically double the cost of Microsoft 365 to keep your data safe and protected, supposedly. These same Chinese engineers were working on those systems too. Microsoft can't find American or allied-based engineers to work on our Department of Defense systems, to the point, Brian, where GCC, I have clients that I have to more than double their cost for Microsoft 365 because the government is mandating that they protect it through CMMC protections. And then Microsoft uses Chinese engineers to go ahead and work on these things. I mean, you really can't make it up. I don't even have an analogy for how insane this is, but it's insane.
It really is. But what do they say? What is Microsoft or the government saying about it? I know you're not like an inside scoop on this. You're only a product of what you're able to
find. They're going
to
stop doing it.
Right.
They promised to stop doing it. Now, I mean, come on, Microsoft. I mean, if you've heard my show over the past 35 years, we spend most of our time dealing with Microsoft security issues. They make $20 billion a year just in cybersecurity protections to protect you from, I would contend, Microsoft. And then now they invite Chinese engineers to actually work on federal agency software through digital escrow. I mean, it's so convoluted and upside down. It's bananas. So these are ProPublica articles that people should read. And if you're a manufacturer in Connecticut and you hear this, you got to be angry, because I talk to a lot of business owners that are manufacturers that work with the Department of Defense. They are not happy with all the effort and money they have to spend to become CMMC2 compliant. And guess what you got to do? Pay for GCC email. And just to find out the Chinese are already in there, you can't make it up.
Yeah, he's Eric Semmel. I'm Brian Shackman. This is, of course, Tech Tuesday. He hosts Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays. And again, we talk about these stories, and he answers just about any question you may have related to technology and what you're doing in your home or your business. Listen, this United Kingdom not paying ransomware, I think that's all well and good, but like, I guess they're hoping that the bad guys will be like, well, we can't make money here, so we won't do it. Well, I bet a bunch of them, at least at the start, are going to do it anyway. And then what happens to the stuff they're hijacking?
Yeah, it's nutty. I mean, good for the UK to try to ban ransom, to try to ban something with crypto in some way, shape, or form. But yes, they're going to say you can't make your payments, which means if you are ransomed, you won't be able to get any kind of decryption keys. And everyone will sit back and say, well, geez, I guess I can't run my hospital. The other issue is that insurance companies, of course, offer the coverage to pay ransomware payments. So the bad guys, not only do they want to go after institutions like the public sector here in the UK, but all of us around the world. But if you're insured, they actually look to see if you are first and say, oh, okay, you're insured. I'm going to go after you because your insurance company is going to pay you. The government also in the UK is going to try to regulate these entities to make sure that they do something as simple as just patching vulnerabilities. Some of these public sector organizations in the UK, they barely do a good job just doing basic hygiene when it comes to cybersecurity, basic hygiene, like patching your software. So to say you're going to have a model where you're going to be like, hey, don't pay the ransom, good luck with that. If your hospital is down and you had to pay the ransom to get that back and up and running, you're probably going to pay the ransom. Are you going to figure out a way to pay the ransom?
Hey, we only have like a minute or so left. I thought maybe there's a way to combine the last two. You know, ChatGPT, you know, says, you know, that if you deal with AI mental health apps for whatever reason, that stuff might not be private. But Lumo can keep some of that type of stuff private. Is that, can I make that connection?
Yeah, I love this juxtaposition that was out there. I just came across it. I mean, I guess people are using ChatGPT to ask it all sorts of questions, and Sam Altman saying, don't expect it to be private. You don't have a patient confidentiality expectation with ChatGPT. And if you are using ChatGPT for this, I'm sorry. You know, that's another issue, too. And we should be paying for it. That way we can talk about the energy consequences of having this free stuff running and all the data centers humming just so you can get.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Some sort of help from your AI, but Proton is a privacy company out there, and they actually have a story about the fact that they will never use your data to train its AI or share its data with external sources. So Sam Altman can't figure out how to do it, but Proton, who's been in the security, the data security world for a lot longer with the private email and VPN technology, says, no problem. We'll make sure your stuff is secure and you can't use it. We won't use it and we won't train it. So while Sam tells you can't believe the stuff people are talking to ChatGPT about, Proton says, don't worry, you're not going to have to have your data out there for everybody to look at. So right. I don't know.
The thing is, I think the bottom line is it could be protected. But you know, ChatGPT and Sam, they choose not to put that in place.
That would be my contention, considering Proton's position.
Yeah, Eric, great stuff. Have a great weekend. It's going to be fun. Get your dancing shoes on, and we'll talk to you soon.
I'm a geek. I don't dance.
Geeks can dance, but maybe you don't. Either way, have a great time.
Thanks, Brian.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.